back in the heyday of mining, we didn't quite have the regulations we have in place now. And so when there was a giant flood in 1908, that flood took mine tailings and washed it from Butte and Anaconda all the way down the Clark Fork River. And it settled out along the riverbanks and on the floodplain. And over 100 years later, there are places that literally do not grow anything. And the river has suffered the result of that for over 100 years.
What sort of contaminants are we talking about?
Mostly heavy metals.
And is any of this actually in the riverbed itself, or is it mostly, as you said, along the banks and floodplain?
It's in the river as well, but the biggest problem is it keeps getting washed into the river, right? Summer floods will happen and come across mine tailings, hit the water, and kill a bunch of fish. And so the fish population has never been able to fully rebound as it needed to. And it also, of course, creates a threat to human health because, you know, arsenic and other heavy metals are not things that we should trifle with.
Tell us about the cleanup itself. What was done? How was it accomplished?
Well, the Superfund program came along, and the river was listed on a national list of the Superfund sites way back in the 80s. And the EPA and the state of Montana did a lot of analysis to figure out the very best way to clean up that river. And decisions were made, documents were created, and in March, we finally started the cleanup. And it involves, in some cases, digging up mine tailings and hauling them away to Opportunity. To the waste repository there. And in some cases, it means treating some of that waste in place. And then basically rebuilding the river, right? Rebuilding the river floodplain by planting willows and other riparian vegetation. So in short, taking away the waste and putting back in its place what is supposed to be there, which is healthy vegetation.
How much was hauled away?
This year is the first of a 15-year cleanup, and we hauled away about 330,000 cubic yards of mine waste, and we planted thousands and thousands of native shrubs and willows and other vegetation. And I'm happy to say that this first year has been incredibly successful. It is a humbling and daunting task to try and put a river back together, and we took a great amount of effort and humility to the task, and we're really pleased with the results, and we're pleased for the work ahead and what it'll mean in 15 or so years when it's all done.
What do you think it'll mean in the next 15 or so years?
Rivers provide us so much. They provide us clean water for drinking. They provide us water for agricultural use. They provide us water for recreation. And to be able to bring a river back to fully functioning life is a remarkable opportunity. And so 15 years from now, when this is all said and done, and we have a thriving river, finally the landowners who for over 100 years have lived in a valley that had unacceptable mining impacts will live in a different and better place.
Which agencies came together to make this happen?
Well, the Federal Superfund program is driven by the Environmental Protection Agency, and we could not have done this work without them. They've been a remarkable partner in this, and the state of Montana is the lead agency for the cleanup itself, but we work with the EPA, and of course, we also work with the Natural Resource Damage Program, which is also housed at the state of Montana, which does restoration over and above the cleanup that we'll be doing.
How did it go? And I ask because sometimes when you get a group of agencies and entities and individuals on such a big project, horns can sometimes lock. Was there much of that?
Oh, there's quite a bit of opinion about what is the right way to fix a river. It's a relatively new sort of profession on the landscape, if you think about it. And it is, like I said, a daunting thing to do. So were there differences of opinion about how to go about it? Absolutely. But now that we're in the cleanup itself, I can't tell you how important it has been to have the cooperation of landowners, to have the cooperation of the counties that we're working in, and to have the cooperation of our fellow professionals at the EPA and at NRD.
Did you and your colleagues want to get the public involved in this, or was it kind of keep them at bay for the moment?
Oh, heck no. We cannot do this cleanup without the public's full involvement, their understanding of what's happening. I mean, trucks are coming and going, for example. And to work in a river in a valley is a big, big effort. And so without their understanding and without their support, we simply couldn't do this work. And so we took monthly tours with folks who wanted to see what was going on. We did as much sort of outreach and education as possible to let people know that this is happening right in their backyard.
You mentioned it was 330,000 cubic yards of mine waste. How long a stretch of river was it? Was that a half mile, a mile, 10 miles? What?
That was on a mile and a half. And as we go downriver, we fully expect to remove less mine waste, because back when the flood happened, of course, the mine waste was coming from upstream. So the further we get downriver, the less impact there is, and so the less hauling away we will need to do.
So the heavy lifting has already been done, it sounds.
The big first stretch of heavy lifting is behind us, and we are very grateful for its success.
Okay, so then what's the next immediate goal here?
So the next goal is to move downstream, and we were working this year on land owned by the state of Montana, and now we'll move on to private ranches. And so it will take a great deal of work sitting at folks' kitchen tables, finding out exactly what their concerns are, what their needs are, and working hand in hand with each landowner whose property we're on to fix the river and to hopefully make the ranch more functioning in the end, the ability to raise more crops, just have a healthier landscape. But there will be disruption, no doubt about it.
What's your initial feel? Do you think you'll mostly have a receptive audience, these private landowners, or a bit of a skeptical?
I think it's a combination of both. The talk of cleanup has been coming for two decades. And so anytime there's change, that causes concern. And you know, who wouldn't be concerned by that kind of heavy lifting on their property? But the work so far and the reaction so far with landowners has been remarkable. They've been great partners, and we're not going to be able to do it without them, and we want them to be the biggest beneficiary in the end.
You've talked about the environmental and, I guess, social benefits of cleanup, if you will. What about the economic benefits of this? Are lots of jobs, lots of money being created here?
Absolutely. So, here we are. This is a great example of what folks call the restoration economy. Roughly somewhere between 70 and 100 people, everybody sitting from desks to folks, you know, in heavy machinery alongside the river, were employed this summer. And it's going to be about $111 million to clean this whole river up over 15 years. And of course, that money came from the Atlantic Richfield Company as a settlement to the whole Superfund process. And we're going to pump money and jobs into that valley and walk away with a much, much richer landscape as a result.
Well, what a way to end the year for you and your partners and all the stakeholders in this, huh?
We are very glad that it's in the rearview mirror and that it was a success. And we remain excited about the future ahead and also acknowledge that it is a remarkable task that we are undertaking and that we're not going to be able to do it without our partners, our landowners, and our the local government and the EPA. And we're excited about how working together we're going to do great things. And it's such an example for any kind of work that the state of Montana does. The more we work together, the better off we're going to be.
Tracy Stone Manning, Montana Department of Environmental Quality Director, thank you so much for your time and a very happy 2014 to you and yours.
And you. Thanks, Edward.